Like I said, we're glad to be back, house of the Lord, this evening. Appreciate again this opportunity to come this way. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, feel the Lord laid on our hearts. We're going to read some, I believe, tonight out of the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, I believe it is. I might have you in the wrong book. Just hold on a second. We'll try to get you on the right page. Let's try 1 Kings, 7th chapter. I'm really going to fix you up. We're going to read out of 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. We was in the 7th chapter. I'm evidently dreaming where I was at. And they're all good, I can tell you. We could go... Believe it or not, they probably connect a little more than you think in those. But we're gonna read, Lord willing, 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter. I do need your prayers. Some good reading. Most certainly is. And it has to do with the house. If you'll go and read 1 Kings, the 7th chapter, and 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, you'll find out about Solomon building the house. But that ain't what I'm going to read. 7th chapter, 2 Samuel. I'm going to start with the first verse. It came to pass... when the king sat in his house and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. And it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, Thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build an house for me to dwell in. Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, which whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And if he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things, to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee. According to all that we have heard with our ears, in what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before thy people which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as thou hast said. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true. And thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever and ever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Now maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the seventh chapter of that of 2 Samuel. Now we know this evening there's a lot in this, and we know that there's other things that comes with this chapter. If you'll go on and continue reading, and you'll find several things about that of David and him wanting to build the Lord a house. He said, is it for me to dwell in a house of cedar and you, in other words, not have a house to dwell in? And that was that the question. And Nathan just told him to begin with. He said, go ahead, just build it. Do that's in thine heart. But God had a different plan for that of David. And I don't know altogether. I'll come down to the message here in a minute, but I'd like to rehearse that of this chapter just a little bit to you. God being my helper. These things, brethren, that we have in our heart to do as we go down this journey. I believe that with all my heart. The Bible says here that David, my friend, had in his heart to build God a house. And he was going to do that, my friend, but God had a different little plan for that of David. Now, the Bible says that the Lord here, as he said in that I read to you, brethren, that God said, I've never been in a house. He said, forever since I've took that of the children of Israel. He said, I've not been in a house, but I've lived and walked in tents, and I've lived and walked in tabernacles. Brethren, before them, God was with them, and brethren, he never did dwell in a house. Now you listen and go with me for just a little bit. Brethren, the Bible says that God, when he said, I'm going to establish thy kingdom, I'm going to establish thy throne forever. Forever, David, it's going to be established. It most certainly is. Now you bear with us for just a minute. And the scripture teaches us, brethren, that God done that. The throne is established in David forever. He says in another place that he'll never fail for one to sit upon the throne of David. Goes right into the New Testament concerning that of the Lord Jesus Christ sitting upon the throne of David. And he told him here, he said, there's a house going to be built, but you're not going to build it. He tells him in another place that he cannot build it because he has shed much blood. In other words, David was a warrior. David, my friend, overran the enemy. Brethren, by God's help tonight, I don't know, brethren, what it is that God's got for you,
But I'll say this, whatever it is, do it with all your might. God will bless you as a servant of His tonight. He most certainly will. Glory! Listen to me. For just a minute, I can see, my friend, how David wanted to do something for God. But God had different plans for David. Did He not? He said, I've caused you to rest from thine enemy. Yes, He did. Now, the battles wasn't over. You can go on and read throughout the remainder of several chapters that goes on, brethren, that David still fought. And David overcome the enemies round about. And David wanted to do some good even to some of them that, brethren, was against him. And they come against him and thought they'd overthrow David and his kingdom. But, brethren, they lost everything they had. You ain't going to overcome the plan of God tonight. It will overcome you. Think about it for just a minute. Glory to God! Folks, this is good. When God will bless you on your journey for Him. It's good. It's good. He blessed David. Yes, He did. You know, David, my friend, didn't forget the Lord. No, he didn't. These things, brethren, you read it in Psalms, that concerning that David was, he looked to the Lord. Brethren, he run to the Lord. He depended on God. And brethren, God blessed him because that he did today. Glory! Woo! There's something, my friend, I'll just be honest with you. There's something tonight about being in the place to where God can find you. Woo! And bless you on your journey. David, my friend, wanted to build him a house. I probably ain't going to get off this house, but you just think about it for just a minute. He goes on and he talks to the Lord. As he said here, it said that David went, brethren, and he prayed unto the Lord. And that of his prayer was about how good God was to him. Glory to God! Woo! Can we pray a prayer, thank God, of thanksgiving tonight? Y'all gonna wear me out. Glory. What do you mean, preacher? There's some good. They most certainly are. David was blessed, brethren, on his journey. And he knowed where that blessing come from. He recognized it. Brethren, me and you recognize where ours come from. God will bless you on your journey. You know, we think sometimes, I don't know. Well, I do. I do and I don't. There's things, brethren, about God's will and God's plan sometimes that I just don't know about. I'm talking about for me as an individual. Brethren, I had no means. I had no way of knowing, brethren, what God had in store for my life. Do you know that? Why, preacher, I thought you wanted to be a preacher. I'm going to say this. I didn't know what preaching consisted of. I had a young preacher say some things just the other day. My friend down at the funeral home, he got to talking. He said, you know, I didn't think much about it when I was a kid and I was listening and you preach. He said, I didn't think as much to preaching. Yes, sir. He said, but when the Lord called me, he said, I found out different. Huh? I found out different. You know, David, you think about David. Brethren, how would you like to have a warfare going on all your life, my friend? Battle after battle after battle, my friend. Yeah. I don't know. You say, preacher, I don't know where I'd like it. I don't know, brethren, that I could handle that. But the truth of it is, when you get to looking, my friend, I wouldn't want to trade my journey for yours tonight for anything. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. They'd been folks, my friend, they said, Randy, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. There's one thing. There's one thing. Do you know how David overcome? You know how he overcome his enemy? Brethren, by the help of God, it takes the same thing, brethren, in our day. David couldn't get over it about building the house. It never left him. No, sir, it is in his heart to do so. You think about it. Brethren, I've seen folks, my friend, and I've talked to people, my friend, that said they would to God. They could do more than what they was doing. But they was not able. They was to the place, my friend, that they couldn't do any more than what they had done. But think about it. God will bless you in your capacity tonight. Glory to God. Makes no difference who you are. Yeah. He told him, he said, I'm going to bless your successor. The one, my friend, that takes your place. He said, I'm going to bless him. And I'm going to establish him. What he said? He said, and if he, brethren, shall go out and do iniquity, he said, I'm going to chastise him with the stripes of men, my friend. Yes, sir. But he said, I'm not going to take my mercy. Woo! Woo! Glory! Brother, there's something tonight good about living and knowing God ain't going to take his mercy away from you. Glory. Huh? Yes, sir. He said, I'm not going to do him as I done Saul. He rejected Saul. Yes, sir. He rejected him. Twice he rejected him. Yes, sir. That kingdom was stripped from Saul. Whether Saul wanted to have it stripped or not, or whether he wanted to believe so or not. David, he said, I'm going to bless the one that takes charge after you. He said, and I'm going to He's going to build a house. Yes, sir. He said, and the children of Israel is not going to walk and journey through the land no more. He said, I'm going to park them. I'm going to plant them. Ain't it good today? You might not look at it. Brother, it's good to be planted today. Psalms, first chapter. What does he say? I could quote it to you. But I ain't going to. I'm just one. You get down into about the third or fourth verse, and he talks about being planted by the waters. Does he not? Then he says, hey, you won't see when he cometh. The trees will be the shade. Yes, sir. Thank God. And he said, and the roots, thank God, go out through the ground. Woo! Think about it. He said, and he shall not stand. My friend, the old sinner's not going to stand in the congregation of the righteous. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, there's some things that God likes to do for his people. They most certainly are. I don't know about you. I really don't. I can honestly say, my friend, going back to me, I had no clue when I started preaching. I had no clue, Crafton. Brother, the days that were ahead of us. Brother, the journey that I've been on down through this land, thank God it's been a good journey. Yes, sir. I've had a good God. Huh? I've had a good God. You know why I've had a good God? Because he's one God. Yes, sir, and they ain't none no greater than him. No, sir. Ain't that what David said? Yes, sir. I'll read it to you if I can get on it right quick. But, brethren, this is what David said about God. He said, Thou art, wherefore, thou art great, O Lord God. Thou art great, great God. Woo! Wished I could shout, thank God. I'd just shout for you tonight. Brethren, he's a good God, but he is a great God tonight. Oh Lord, wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, none, neither is there any God beside thee. That's big G. Thank God they... He says, you're God and there ain't no other God beside you. Big G. Woo. Think about it. Brethren, I ain't serving a little God. I've got a big God tonight. Woo. Glory. David had one. Yeah. Neither is there any God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. What we've heard! We've heard! You're a big God tonight! That not right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's still in the heart of David. You say, preacher, you need to get too excited. Hey, I'll be quite frank with you. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey. No, sir, I wouldn't take nothing from my journey. Why, preachers, it all been rosy? No, they've been a little dry. A few dry places. They've been a few holes. Yes, sir, there've been a few dangers. Yes, sir, there've been a few tragedies. Yes, sir, there've been some things, some days and nights, brethren, that felt like night all the time. There've been some rough way, but thank God, by God's help, brethren, we've made it through it all tonight. David ain't the only one got a God. It's not. It's the truth. Brethren, I thought about that this evening when David said, "They ain't no other God like thee." And no, sir, I'm not just serving any God. This world may be. This world's got plenty of them, a lot of G's. There's a lot of G's out there. Yes, they are. A lot of little ones. Yes, sir, them little G's. Brethren, them little G's don't compare to that big one. No, they don't. No, sirree, old Goliath didn't have a chance. You know that. Didn't matter. Don't matter how many toes he had. How many fingers he had. How tall he was. Brother David had a God bigger than him. You might think you ain't got no giants. Just hold on. Huh? I've heard. I can't help it. I can't help it. Even when I'm down, I'm up. Woo! Can't you thank God? Just say amen. When you're down, thank God you're still on the rock. Are you not? When I've hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. What they're saying. Yes, sir. Now, I'll tell you something else. I ain't on no slippery rock. Huh? I ain't on no moss-eating rock. No, sir. No, sir. Brother David said, "God is my rock." That not what he said? He's a sure foundation. Yes, sir. It never got out of the heart of David to build God a house. It never did. You go and read, brethren, about David's warfare. A lot of times, and they did. They brought things in the treasury. They did. They brought things. They brought all the enemy's spoil. And the Bible says that David, my friend, had it all set aside. Think about it. He set it all aside. All the gold and the silver and the brass. He set it aside. Brethren, he didn't stop. Even after this chapter, you go on, the enemies he overcome, he kept setting it aside. Yes, sir. Before David left this world, you know what he done? He called Solomon, his son, to his side. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I know sometimes y'all think that I just don't love you and don't think much of you, but I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, there's been men and women before us that's hazarded their own life that we might have this privilege. Spiritually. Woo! Spiritually. Brethren, they kept things going spiritually. Can't you see it? Brethren, David fought. And when David called Solomon around, he began to tell him what he had done. Yeah. David had took that he had set aside. Yes, sir. He said, and I've set it aside so many thousands. Yes, sir, gold, silver, brass, wood, stone, already hewn, thank God. Woo! Think about it. I mean, already. Bible said there was no sound of an axe or hammer when they was building that temple. Glory. Think about it. He said, I've set all this aside, and I've already told them that's in charge what to do with it. Said, just wait on your word. Yeah. When you need it, thank God. Just tell them how much you need. Woo! Woo! Ain't that good? Ain't it good, my friend, that God give us so many blessings? Undeserving, that's what we are. Glory to God! Think about it. But he charged Solomon. Listen, Solomon was 40, the Bible says in one place, I believe, 42 years. 42 years was they in building the temple. Did you know why Solomon could spend so much time building the temple? Because he had no wars to fight. Huh? Oh, glory. Think about it tonight. Brethren, we ought to be living on cloud nine tonight. Yes, we ought to. I would to God I felt like preaching to you. I mean that. Brethren, I'll tell you, God knows our hearts. Yes, he does. I'm going to tell you something, brethren. God put David on this journey. He said, I took you. I took you right out of the sheep coat. Glory to God. I put you, thank God, in this kingdom. Yes. I've been your God. And he said, I'll be Solomon's God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I believe Solomon took those things to heart that David, his father, told him before he left this world. David didn't get to build that house, but folks, it didn't stop him from doing everything he could to see that it got built. That ain't all. Listen. He gave him the pattern. Glory to God. God blessed him. God blessed David so much. He just gave him the pattern. He said, just do it. See that you be not discouraged. Woo! Glory to God. Folks, there's no reason for us to be discouraged. You say, preacher, you one of them half full glasses people. I'll tell you what. Brethren, you can let it get two-thirds empty. It don't matter to me. God's got a way of filling it tonight. Glory. Elijah probably thought he was going to starve to death. Huh? Brook dried up. Didn't it? Brook dried up. I love this, and I know what the scripture's talking about, but I just love it. He said, Elijah, go down there to the city. He said, I've commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Huh? I've commanded. Huh? You know what? She knowed nothing of the command. Think about it. Think about it. It's just getting willing, folks, to do when God says do tonight. It most certainly does. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to His name. Yes, sir. Glory to His name. Ain't He worthy? Worthy. Thank God. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. Ain't none like Him. Glory. No, sir. No, sir. I've enjoyed preaching to you. Preacher, you ain't going to hush. I'm going to hush before I mess it up. Isn't that something? Don't even know where you're going to read from. There's something, folks, God's got in store for me and you, for His people. There is. There's something He's got in store. I believe with all my heart that Elijah could have picked him another brook. I believe he'd have starved to death. I do. Absolutely. Them ravens wouldn't know where in the world to find him. Huh? They was commanded to go to one place. And they done it twice a day. They flesh and bread. Huh? Flesh and bread. Yes, sir. They brought it. Brought it to him. Oh, ain't God good? Yes, He is. Anybody got anything you need to say or do? Leave with us. Good to be here.